So, welcome, friends, and back time for another podcast. And the title for this one is How to Handle Criticism, because we all face it at some point, don't we? If we are going to try and achieve or to do anything in life, then at some point we're going to get some measure of criticism. It was Aristotle who said, "One way to avoid criticism is to do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing." Well, if you fall into the category of the say nothing, do nothing, be nothing, then you put yourself in that position whereby you will probably be rarely, if ever at all, criticised, because where is there a critique to be made? But if you are of that sort of person who says, "No, my life is about making a contribution. I'm here to make a difference. I want to do something about it. And I want to give myself into this world to bring the contribution that I uniquely have to bring and to give," then at some juncture along the way, then you are putting yourself out there to receive some measure of criticism. So the question is then, not if we're going to be criticized, but when we'll be criticized. And furthermore, when that happens, how are we going to respond to it? How are we going to handle that criticism? And so that's the topic, that's the podcast, How to Handle Criticism. So here goes, and let's just have a few thoughts around this. I wanted to talk about it really because it's such a practical topic, a practical issue, and it's not one of the easier things to handle is criticism, because it can feel really quite harsh. And difficult, and just knowing how to take that on board and how to deal with that criticism is not an easy thing to do. So, well, let's say first off that I think broadly speaking there are two forms of criticism. There's what we might call that constructive criticism, which is, it's easier to take. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's easier to take. Not so much because we're having a critique of our activity, but the source of that critique, the reason, the motivation behind it, is going to be very different to somebody who's giving a destructive sort of critique of our work. So if somebody's coming along and they're giving a constructive criticism of the work that we are doing, then that's probably somebody that we know, probably somebody that we trust, person's opinion that we respect, and so that gives you a very different gauge of what's taking place there and how we're going to respond to it. And as well, when we're receiving constructive criticism, the person who's giving that is that they're speaking to us from that perspective of wanting to help us to improve, how to become a better person in that given area, and so they've observed, they've looked, and the criticism, the critique that they make is to help us to become better honed in that gift set or in that area, in that part of our character development, because they believe we've got more to give, a greater contribution to make. And if we can observe, see, respond to the critique that they're making, then it just makes us into better people ultimately. So I think it's one thing to receive constructive criticism, and it comes from a trusted source, it comes with good intention in mind, and if we take it on board, then it moves us forward to the next phase. The other thing with constructive criticism, which I think is really helpful for us to remember and to think about, is that constructive criticism can help us to eliminate some of those blind spots that sometimes we have in life. Well, sometimes we all have blind spots, areas that we're incapable of seeing ourselves until somebody points that out to us. And if we've got trusted friends, advisors, mentors, family, who can point those things out to us, then they're doing us a massive favour, because when we can deal with some of the blind spots in our lives, then we can move forward, not just incrementally, but we can move forward exponentially, and can result in a steep learning experience, but also move us forward exponentially in terms of where we're going with our life core gift ministry, however we'd want to view that. When it comes to receiving criticism that is, well, it's coming from a different source, then that is more difficult to deal with. And it's handling that criticism that really I want to give some time to thinking about in the context of this particular podcast. So you're going to step out, you're going to make a decision, we're going to do something with our lives, and in doing that, we're going to open up ourselves to be criticized. So where is that criticism come from? Well, it's going to be born out of the action and activity of our own hearts. We're not going to be criticized if we're not doing anything, because there is no critique to be made, because there is no objective activity upon which a judgment can happen. So it's going to be born out of activity. Sometimes when we're getting engaged in activity, projects, ventures, we can feel a little bit nervous. There's some element of vulnerability there, particularly if it's a new thing. Is it going to work? Is it not going to work? How successful will it be? And from that point of view, we're already a little bit unnerved, possibly. So when a criticism comes along, it's got the potential to derail us. And so how do we avoid that? What do we do with the criticism that's coming our way? I think also we've got to give some consideration to its source. Why is the person saying what they're saying? Where are they coming from in terms of their own life, their own phase of, you know, giftedness, what they're doing, what they're about? Negative criticism, I think, can often be born out of resentment or bitterness or envy or jealousy. And so if it's coming to you out of that sort of context, then how are you going to respond to that? Because it's probably going to be quite digging, quite piercing. And of course, it's also laden with an agenda. And so you want to bear all of that in mind. That criticism may be coming because you are seeing some level of fruitfulness or success where another person has had to bear failure. And so they are venting, really, through their critique, because maybe you've been able to break through where they weren't able to break through. You've had success where they weren't able to have success. And so the criticism coming your way is born out of the failure of that person or the situation that they were in themselves. And simply it is a comparison, and that comparison leads to a feeling of envy or jealousy or resentment or bitterness, those really negative emotions. And really what you're doing is you're bearing the brunt of another person's disappointment or another person's frustration. And that's all they're doing. And they're sort of venting. They possibly don't even realize that their criticism of you is born out of their own sense of not being fruitful or successful in a given area. And you need to bear that in mind, because you don't want another person's failure or another person's resentment, bitterness, jealousy, which is often born again out of insecurity. You don't want the insecurity of another person to derail you in terms of moving forward in your own fruitfulness. So all of these things really need to be borne in mind and considered. So you're criticized. What do you do with it? What do you do with that criticism that's coming your way? Well, I think the first thing is we don't want to let that criticism define us. We don't want to be defined by a critique, particularly when that critique is coming from a motivation source that's not got your best interest in mind. And like we say, this is very different to receiving constructive criticism, where the person is holding your well-being at the heart of the conversation. When your well-being is being held at a distance, and that individual is speaking out of their own insecurity and a gamut of emotion that might be tied in with that insecurity, then this is a very, very different thing. And so you don't want to let it define you. The other thing that we should be cautious over is that we shouldn't let it deter us either. Because particularly criticism early on in a venture or a project or an initiative can have the potential to really deter us. And we need to bear that in mind as well, and to pay some level of understanding to that. There's the book of Nehemiah in the Old Testament. Nehemiah, he's going back to Jerusalem. The people of God have been caught up in exile for this sort of 70-year period, and Nehemiah gets permission from the king to go back to Jerusalem to start to rebuild the temple, so that they can the Jewish people can establish a place of worship again. And in doing this, Nehemiah experiences a fair measure of criticism himself, particularly early on in the venture. Let me read a few verses out of Nehemiah 4, because it gives some great context. It says, "When Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, he became angry and was greatly incensed. He ridiculed the Jews, and in the presence of his associates and the army of Samaria, he said, 'What are these feeble Jews doing? Will they restore their wall? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they finish in a day? Can they bring stones back to life from the heaps of rubble, burned as they are?' Tobiah the Ammonite, who was at his side, said, 'What they are building, if even a fox climbed upon it, would break down their wall of stones.'" And so here's Nehemiah. And what's happening? He's been criticized for the work that he's doing. That's what's happening. He's been really laid into, and this critique is coming heavy. It's coming strong, and it's coming right at the beginning of a project where you're always at your most vulnerable. And so there's a real temptation here for Nehemiah to be derailed and to be defined by the critique, this negative critique that's coming towards him. And what he does is he pays no attention to it. He pays no attention to it. He determines that he's going to continue the work that he believes God has asked him to do, and that's exactly what he does. So in terms of criticism, let's not allow it to define us or to deter us. I think the other thing that's important in regard to handling criticism in life is that you need to build in margin to allow for expectation of it coming your way. We're derailed most in life when we're taken off guard or taken by surprise. If you're about doing something good, valuable, important, that matters, you're going to be criticized at some point for that. And what you need to do is you need to be realistic about it, and you need to build in margin or expectation that that's going to happen, so that when it does not knock you sideways. You've almost sort of preempted it, if you like, by saying, okay, I know that at some point I'm going to get criticized, and I'm ready for when that criticism comes, because what I've done is I've built margin into my life, buffers, if you like, that allow me to have the capacity to take that criticism without it actually derailing me. And the other thing that's important is learn from it. You know, even your harshest of critics, there will be some element of truth in what they're saying. You know, none of us are perfect people. There's always room for improvement in everything that we're doing. And so observe it, learn from it. there's going to be some element of truth in there. So take out the meat, spit out the bones, and carry on. But observe what's happening, listen to the critique without allowing it to crush you, and ask yourself that genuine question. Is there something in there that I need to learn? Something that I need to observe? Something that I need to change? Something that I need to alter? Something that I need to address? And just be honest about that. And then take that, make that change, and pick yourself up and carry on from that place. It's something that we need to recognize that generally speaking, and this is the way that life works, people will find it on occasion more challenging to cope with your success than they will with your failures. People are often willing to show sympathy, empathy towards a person's failure. But it's often much more difficult to rejoice with a person's success. I'm sure, you know, if we're being honest, we can speak the truth of that out of our own hearts and our own experiences when maybe, you know, we've had jealousy that's come our way. We felt envious about a person or a situation and the success or fruitfulness that they're having. And there is something quite dark about the fact that sometimes people can rejoice in another person's failure. And we need to watch those trends and watch those things in our lives. And just again to bear that sort of stuff in mind, but don't be defensive. You know, there's no need for you to be defensive. Be confident in who you are. Be confident in the challenge that's ahead of you, in the responsibility that you've taken on. Acknowledge the gifts that you have. Work out the strength of those gifts. Hone those gifts. Hone those abilities. Allow them to be at the forefront of the challenges that you're taking on. But don't be defensive. Listen to what people have got to say. Take on board what you need to take on board. Let the other stuff just drop to the wayside and move yourself forward from there. And be prepared to admit to your mistakes. Like I said, you know, none of us are perfect people. And we do make mistakes along the way. And if a critique that comes to you underlines, highlights a mistake, then let's just acknowledge the mistake. The mistake doesn't define us. It just becomes an educator to us. It's just a lesson that we need to learn, that we take on board, and then we step on and we move forward. But we're going to be criticized. You're going to be criticized. I'm going to be criticized, particularly when we're stepping out and trying to do some stuff. So let's listen to the critique to some extent. Let's not allow it to deter us or to define us, but let's just extract from it what needs to be extracted, and then let's lay that down. And let's always remember that type of criticism is coming with its own agenda. And that agenda might be a person's insecurity. Like we said, it might be a person's resentment, bitterness, jealousy. All sorts of manifestations of emotion are behind those words that have come to you. So bear that in mind and allow that to temper your judgment, because that's always a healthy thing. But just don't allow it. Don't allow it to derail you from where you are going. Build an expectation from it. Learn from it. Take the nuggets of what might be true in that critique. And make a resolve to work on that, but don't be defensive. You know, we don't need to be defensive, and let's move forward from there, because if you and I can learn to handle criticism well, then we will become much stronger people ourselves. And we'll be able to deal with situations much better. If we're thrown hither and thither by criticism that comes our way, it just breeds insecurity into our lives. So stand strong in who you are. Take the constructive criticism from those people that you trust and you respect, And when that destructive criticism comes your way, don't allow it to derail. Don't become defensive. Don't allow it to deter you, for sure. But work forward with a greater sense of determination that says, I'll learn any lessons that need to be learned, but I'm not stopping here because I've got a great work to do, and I'm going to continue with that work, and I'm going to move forward to achieve everything that needs to be achieved in that situation. And that, for my way of thinking, is one of the great ways in which we can learn to handle criticism in our lives. So there we go. May God help us all to handle criticism well. And until next time, till the next podcast, may grace and peace be yours.